Hello, my friends, and welcome to the fifth and final compilation of Psalms. 44 Psalms are ahead of us, making Book 5 both the last and longest collection in the Bible. Some of the Bible's very best chapters are here. Psalm 118, with its iconic prophecies, sung the day Jesus entered Jerusalem on a donkey. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Psalm 119 is the longest and perhaps the favorite among Bible scholars. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. Then we have two great collections within Book 5, the Egyptian Hallel, sung every year at Passover, and the Songs of Ascents, that were sung along the long trek to Jerusalem, Songs for the Journey. And we'll find some of our favorite verses here, like Psalm 139. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, if you've been with us in the Psalms before, you may recall that we gave you a few guidelines for reading Psalms. Respect the genre. This is poetry. Respect the poet. Let them be human. Respect the poet's feelings and the poet's process. Well, we've processed a whole lot of feelings over the last 106 Psalms, and here in Book 5, the emotions have grown up. There's a maturity in these psalms that we didn't quite have before. It's kind of like the way musical tastes grow up. When I listened to music as a teenager, I had so many emotions, I wasn't thinking about processing them. I just needed to feel them. And for an 80s kid, there were plenty of passionately nonsensical songs to just feel the feels. Hey, we invented headbanging. You're welcome, kids. And we're sorry. What is a total eclipse of the heart? I have no idea. But we felt it. We were young. No one could tell us we're wrong. Now, millennials, don't pretend like you're better. Would you really catch a grenade? Did you really set fire to the rain because you can't feel your face? Gen Zs, you've got yours too. The old tailor can't come to the phone right now. Why? Oh, 'cause she's dead. Lyrical nonsense, sure, but you feel it. And I see all y'all singing along to November Rain. Makes as much sense now as it did back then. Now, I'm not saying that the Psalms thus far were lyrical nonsense. Far from it. Those Psalms weren't immature any more than you were immature 10 years ago. But you're more mature now. What I am saying is there were a whole lot of emotions that the psalmists just needed to feel. Because life is hard, and faith is a fight, and they helped us feel them too, and bring them to God to process them, something we didn't get from the pop songs. And do you ever listen back to songs from your childhood era that you ignored back then, and now recognize a depth you never noticed before? Well, you grew up. So here in Book 5, the Psalms grow up, and we're done with some things. No more questioning God. No more heartbroken, why, Lord? No more feeling forsaken and forgotten. There's a confidence now. That doesn't mean that the questioning was wrong, and it doesn't mean that every question was answered. But there does come a time when God has answered. Not all, but enough. And his answers are sufficient. One of my all-time favorite Psalms is 131. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me, but I have calmed and quieted myself, like a weaned child with its mother. I am content. That weaned child pictures a kid who no longer whines and cries every time he feels discomfort. He's content because he matured. In the same way we grew up, we can sit at rest with God. I don't have all the answers, but he does. So here with him, I'm good. So in Book 5, we've grown. Still got problems, still need God to rescue now and again. But we've learned to trust, learned to have faith in his faithfulness, learned contentment with life as he gives it, learned to give thanks and fear the Lord with deep reverence. We've been through it, and we've seen his love endure it. So let's take a look at the themes in Book 5. Remember that the themes in the Psalms weave throughout like various instruments and chord progressions in a great symphony. And typical of a symphony, the opening notes here deliver one of the biggest themes, Psalm 107, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. That simple phrase will become the most repeated in all the Psalms, with 26 repetitions in Psalm 136 alone. The older we get and the more we've been through, the more we recognize that his love endures forever. The very next line is another theme. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Redemption and rescue weave throughout Book 5, but rather than just crying for rescue, the emphasis now has shifted to acknowledging that God has rescued. The redeemed tell their story. Now, when I study the Bible, I use colored pencils to highlight different colors for different themes. God's love is red-orange, and endures forever is forest green. Rescue is sea green. Colored pencils have very descriptive names. And the color that comes up more than any other is the heart of Psalm 108 and the opening words of many of these psalms. Praise the Lord. For praise, by the way, is mango. It's a happy color. To praise is to speak well of God from your heart and with your mouth. Praise has been weaving in and out of our psalms from the start. But now it becomes the great theme. Psalm 110 is a kingdom psalm with a fascinating prophecy of Jesus. The next two are wisdom psalms grounded in the fear of the Lord. Then beginning at 113, we have a collection known as the Egyptian Hallel. Hallel means praise, and Egyptian refers to Israel's great escape from slavery in Moses' time. These six psalms are sung every year at Passover to remember God's great rescue. Next is a collection of 15 psalms known as the Songs of Ascents, as in climbing a mountain. These were songs made for the journey, an old-school road trip playlist sung every year on the long trek to Jerusalem for the annual feasts. And I love a good road trip song. Did I assign different air instruments to each of my kids when Don't Stop Believin' came on the radio in the middle of nowhere, Utah? Yes. Yes, I did. And these are so good. Psalm 121. I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. Much more than catchy tunes to pass the time, the Songs of Ascents are a poetic journey unto themselves, through struggles and triumphs, all headed upward along five poetic hills, with three psalms in each ascent. It's quite an experience to walk them all. Once that climb is complete, the Psalter lifts our spirits high with praise after praise. Psalm 136 is a crowd favorite, with a powerful call and response that echoes again and again. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. The hard times are not yet forgotten, as 137 delivers a woeful lament from their days in exile. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept as we remembered Zion. Yet 138 remembers that when we called on the Lord, he answered. And 139 brings us to a place of true maturity in our relationship with God. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts. You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Into the final stretch, Psalms 140 to 144 return to the theme of rescue. No matter how much we grow up, we never stop needing God's rescue. He is forever our refuge. And 145 begins the final movement, and it is all praise in one great big crescendo. There's a whole lot of mango highlighting in the last five chapters of my notes. And that's where the Psalms ultimately bring us. They help us process our emotions, vent our frustrations, express our longings, wonder at his creation, and revel in his majesty. And once we've gotten all that out, to just praise him for who he is and what he's done. Thanks for joining me in Psalms Book 5. Can't hardly wait to start the journey.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.